here, have a honeymoon with our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. I remember that we have a member bring his wife to come here, to come to NYTS a long time ago for honeymoon. They just got, they are newly wedded, and they did not go for Hawaii and other places. Both of them come to NYTS. At that time was in Philadelphia, and I was so touched. This place is the place for their honeymoon. And indeed, if you truly put your heart into the Word of God, into your prayer, you will feel like this place is indeed heaven came down, heaven come down. But of course, at the beginning, you might not feel it. Some of you might feel it is like hell, because no good sleep, pray for a long time, maybe used to pray maybe only for 5 minutes at home, maybe you do not even pray. But later on, you truly put your heart into it, I bet you will notice that indeed the soul enjoy the Word of God, enjoy the Spirit of God. Now we talk about Ephesians, and we talk about the background. So anybody remember any background? So remember that Paul stayed over there for about 2 years, more than 2 years maybe, set up theological school. Therefore, what he write to Ephesus, to Book of Ephesians, it was depth in theology. You know that he preached over there, they had a riot for him. People got thrown into the theater and keep crying, the great god, Diana, of Ephesus. So you all know this. So that's why we see this photo. We see this theater. This is another view of the theater. You can see how big it is. Can you imagine that all the people stand up, maybe sitting thousands of people? Maybe this bigger than our auditorium over here. And all the people are shouting for 2 hours, "Great God, Diana of Ephesians, great God." Maybe she's a goddess, yeah? "Great goddess, Diana of Ephesians." Can you imagine for 2 hours, just repeating this sentence? Are you crazy? But you know, when you have a riot, when you mingle with the multitude, it is like you're watching go to NBA game and you keep shouting, "Jeremy, Jeremy, Jeremy," for 2 hours. Crazy, isn't it? So don't join any parade that people try to provoke your emotion. A lot of time people will lose their rationale because you are lost in that type of high, emotional high. And high, nizrama. We call it very high, you know, but it's emotional high, right? Yeah, so be very careful. And the Bible said they chanted for 2 hours. This is their temple. Now we talk about spiritual blessing. Yeah, there are four types of spiritual blessings. A lot of time we say believe in Jesus, we have a lot of blessings. People tend to think, oh, I can be rich. Oh, I can have a good car. Or my life will be taken good care of. Of course, Jesus said that should not eat. You don't need to worry about what to eat and what to drink and what to wear. But though, actually, Jesus was saying that he will provide you with very simple bread and fish. Right? When Jesus brought to the disciples, Jesus did not bring in lobsters or king's crabs. He only bring like simple bread and fish. So to believe the Bible, yes, some people may have something materially, but most important blessing is spiritual. That's why he says that you are chosen in among 7 million people. Can you imagine how wonderful it is? And you are not chosen at all in the old age. You are chosen now, so you are not slave to the law. The truth set you free. You are adopted as a son, and think about the future. Even though you do not know right now, you don't really care because you are still alive. But can you imagine when you are dying, you are taking the last breath. And then you gone. You know, Chinese people say, "人活着只是一口气." Interpret. Nobody interpret for me. Yes, for you to live is only a breath, right? You know, I used to raise parakeet, and one of my parakeet died. Got sick, right? I don't want the parakeet to die, right? I tried to revive her. I tried to make her healthy, right? But I did not pray for her. I tried my own way. I happened to raise up some Chinese herb called tianqi, right? Those kind of stuff is good stuff, healthy stuff. So I try to cut tianqi, you know tianqi, right? Do you know that? I don't know. Maybe maybe your mom raised it. You just do not know it. So I cut it. Then I try to feed it because I know it's dying. Usually, a healthy bird will stay in the cage, right? They will stay on the perch. We call perch. They will stay on it, right? But the bird too weak, so he stay on the bottom. So I know he's dying, right? So I take him out. I try to feed, I try to say, eat this, right? And he said, you don't have appetite to eat. So I put one into his mouth. Eat, right? Guess what? I think I choke it. I choke her. So when he eat it, I noticed that he just, really, just one breath, though. Just do it like, and then the bottom lose the power. Pigu, everything come out. All the doo-doo. Just, and some water, of course. Just in my hand, in my palm, right? I just realized that. And then doo-doo came out. And then died. I said, oh, my goodness. I want you to be alive. How come I make you die? I feel so guilty. But I also noticed one thing, right? For a person to be alive is only one breath remaining inside. You keep breathing, you can be alive. So, you know, when you say all the blessing on earth, all the material stuff, right? Your car, your beloved one, your teddy bear maybe, right? You cannot even hold it when you die, right? So that's why the best blessing is that Jesus prepared a heavenly place for you. You know, many people feel very scary when they die. How about you? And think about, if you are dying in next 5 minutes, how many of you will be happy? Yes, I'm dying! How many of you are happy? Huh? Imagine that 5 minutes later, you will die. How many of you will still feel very happy? Oh, you feel scared. How many of you feel scared? Panicking. Seriously, y'all. Let me ask you another question. If your father say, next semester, next month, you will be sent to Argentina to study, okay? Because financial reason, Argentinian over there is cheaper, right? U.S. dollar is stronger. Argentina is cheaper. Let's say German, free. You go to Germany to study. Oh, do you know that you can go to Europe for college, right? I heard that Europe college is much cheaper than the United States. That's why it's now so many youth in USA, they try to go to Canada or Europe for school. You know that? But maybe you don't know. You are too young. You don't care. Your father paid a bill. So you don't really care. Oh, why do I say that? Oh, yeah. I'm saying that if, let's say, your father tried to send you to Germany next semester, do you feel panicking? I don't know about you, but for me, to come to USA, when I first come, I feel like you hear a Sister Sue bear testimony. When she first come here to stay in the church, right? She don't know where to go, where to live, right? Panicking sometimes. The same thing, death, right? Death. We do not, many people do not know where to go. They don't have assurance of eternity. They don't have religion. They are panicking. That's why, do you know in funeral home, every funeral home provided with a cosmetic dresser. 化妆师, did I say it right? 化妆师, do you know every funeral home has a cosmetic dresser? Is it the right English? I don't know what is professional term. Huh? Anyway, they have to make sure that that person looks presentable because maybe, you know, their body will be presented in the funeral home, right? Because many people die, their facial expression are twisted. Because they are, They are too scared. They are too scared. But a true Christian, a true Christian, later on, if you pray into depth, you truly have fullness of Holy Spirit, you know that that is the best place to go. Death is nothing to fear. You touch it, you realize, wow, it's the new beginning. And it's the best place to go. If you truly know who Jesus is, that's why you come here to pray. You know, maybe I shared this story with you in the past. One of the grandmothers, she was in, I think, 70 or something, right? You know, when people are old, people get sick easily, right? And the family member went to work. Nobody was home. Only she was home, right? She go to the morning, she get up, she go to the restroom to take to wash her face. And for some reason, she did not even know. She just passed out. Nobody know her. Nobody know that she passed out. 晕倒了, okay? Until like when she get up, it's already like 11 something. From 8 to 11 for hours, right? Later on, doctor diagnosis that she has a little stroke, 小中风啊, and she didn't even know that. You know, the first thing she get up, she cried, she was crying and crying and crying, right? And then I ask her, why do you cry? Do you feel sorry for yourself because nobody was home to take good care of you? She said, no, I'm not crying for that. Why do you cry? She said, oh, I just cried that. How come the Lord do not take me home? If the Lord take me home, it will be so wonderful. I don't feel any pain. I don't have any sicknesses. I don't have any cancer. You know, if just like that, Jesus take me home, it would be the best place to go. I was so touched. I mean, she is not afraid of death. Not only that, she wanted to go home. She believed that is the best place. So you come to the church. You know, many people are scared of many things in this world. But one of the best things, I think, for a Christian to have is that you always have peace in your heart. We always go to South Africa. You know, South Africa is one of the worst places to go right now. It has many crimes, especially to Chinese people. Chinese people, most of them open a supermarket or they run a clothing store. Like many of your parents, I think they are self-employed, right? Many of you, your parents are, especially from Hokkien, yeah? Self-employed. Like that. Many people go to South Africa. They are self-employed. They own a store. And a lot of robbery. And nowadays, in the past, they only take money away. Now, they don't only do that. They come in because now Chinese people resist. Not like before. People are like a lamp. You take money, I give it to you, right? Now, Chinese people also get tough. You come in, some Chinese people have gone too. You have gun, I have gun too. That's compared with gun speaker. So now the robber, the burglar are getting smarter. The first thing they come in, they hit you, they beat you up. They try to control you first, right? So many people it's not easy. So people are scared to get out sometimes. People are scared to even go out of the store because not only robbery, the police officer like Chinese people. Because it's easier. Chinese people, they don't speak English that well, right? So it's easier to you know, what is this? Yeah. To get this, give me a cup of coffee. Cup of coffee is okay. Now sometimes they do not want, in the past, maybe a cup of coffee, right? No, it's not only a cup of coffee. In many countries, maybe you're too young to know this. Maybe it's too cruel to say it. Too harsh to say, but really in many countries, the police officers are bad, not good. I was so angry when I see a sister prayer crying in South Africa church, right? She was crying after the prayer. I asked her, what's going on? You know, she take 2-hour bus, right, to come to church because we have spiritual communication, right? And when he stepped down from the bus station, she bring a lot of vegetables because she loved the Lord. She want, you know, she planted the vegetable by herself. She owned a store too. She wanted people to enjoy. You know, we have convocation to enjoy her planting, right? So she not only come with the luggage, she come with 2 bags of vegetable. And when she stepped out of the bus station. Police officer come. And she cannot speak English. And you know, many Chinese officers, they don't have, they are illegal immigrants. They don't come to this country legally, right? And so there are so many people over there, they just come to her. She got to, you know, give everybody $100 in order to let her go. I was so angry. We were bullied in this country, right? How come you are so bad to my countrymen, even to our sister? I'm trying to say this. For the point I try to say is that even officer is not as decent in many countries. Maybe in USA, the officer is try to protect good people, but not all the countries they try to protect good people. I'm sorry to give you the dark side of the. But my point is that that's why so many people are scared for many things, going out, robbery. You know what? That's why when I travel around, I notice one thing. Fearless, have peace in heart, is one of the best blessings a people can have. Even though our sister got robbed, next time she still come to church. Why? She has peace in the Lord. Even though she cried because she feel like she was bullied, but still, later on, through prayer, the Lord still give peace in her heart. The peace is the most precious thing, especially before you die, you know there is a heavenly kingdom prepared for you. Huh? So when you talk about spiritual blessing, huh? Heavenly kingdom is one of them. And not only that, heavenly kingdom you cannot see. How do you know heavenly kingdom is there? Do you see it? How many people believe that there is a heavenly kingdom for you in the future? How many people believe that? 你真的相信有天国? Really, a lot of people do not believe in it. Once upon a time I talked to a truth seeker, right? Heavenly is so good. And he said, the truth seeker is a newly immigrant. She said that, Pastor, don't talk about heavenly kingdom, talk about USA. You know, I spent a lot of effort to come to USA. Tell me more about USA. Heavenly kingdom is too far. I don't know any. I don't really care about heavenly kingdom, right? People do not believe in it. They don't care. But how do you know? Because you have Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the evidence. That's read this verse. Next time we do not read this one. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 11 to 13. Maybe we should actually, the most important verse is 14, I'm sorry. 14, can you read out loud?
14.
Who is the guarantee? The Holy Spirit is the guarantee. Continue. Yes. Oh. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee. It's guarantee in original word is like deed. When you buy a car, you got a deed, right? You know that, right? You got a car deed, right? When you buy a house, you have house deed, right? Anybody see it? Have you ever seen a deed? You see a deed in your life? Raise your hand. You have seen a deed in your life? Raise your hand. You never saw a deed, D-E-E-D. No? Car, you have a deed. House, you have a deed. No? Never see a deed? Holy Spirit is like a deed for heavenly kingdom. Did I pronounce it wrong? Yeah. Just like, how many of you go to Disneyland? Disneyland, when you in and out, they give you a mark. Can you see the mark? They didn't give you a mark. No, when you come in and, for example, lunch hour, you want to go out, right? They already get your ticket away. So they stamp something on your head. Right? But you cannot see it. If you scan it, they will let you pass. There's a mark, but an invisible mark. Holy Spirit is like that. It's a mark. It's on our forehead. There's a mark over here. It's like a deed, right? When you want to go to heavenly kingdom, well, maybe there's a goal of scanning. I don't know. The angel will get there, guard over there, and angel's eyes can see your forehead has a mark, invisible mark, just like Disney World or Disneyland has that one. Huh? And then you are able to have to enter into heavenly kingdom. So that is the Holy Spirit. It's very precious. Huh? You know what? The following slide is for those who are serious about Bible study. Because I think some of you are serious about Bible study. Therefore, I want to spend about 5 to 10 minutes talk about these slides, right? You pay attention to it. I want to ask Brother Jamie, read very loud. You stand up and you read. You read verse 3. You stand up, read verse 3. I'm very serious now because I want to show you something. Verse 3, you stand up. And everybody look at the board. Listen to his reading. Verse 3, chapter 1.
Blessing be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, blessing be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's over here, right? Is that right? Hello? Continue.
Who has blessed us
with? Continue.
With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
Right? Continue. In Christ, right? Did you read in Christ? Okay, read verse 4 now.
Just as he chose us in him for the foundation of the world.
Just as he has chosen us, right? In the beginning, before the foundation of the world, right? And then? We shall be holy and blameless.
Blameless before him in
love. Hey, how come there's no in him? Read again.
Before him in
love. Read verse 4 again. Read verse 4 slowly.
Just as he chose us in him.
Oh, in him, right? He chose us in him, right? Okay, verse 5. No, listen carefully. He predestined us
to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ.
Wait. Through adoption as a son, right? Yeah. To be a son. Through Jesus Christ. And then?
To himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
According to his precious of his will, right? And then?
To the praise of the glory of his grace.
Right? Okay? Verse 11.
Mm-hmm. Also, we have obtained an inheritance.
Obtained an inheritance.
Being predestined
according to the pleasure of him who works all things. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
According to the purpose of him who works all things, according to the counsel of his will.
Huh? Next verse.
That we who first trust in Christ should be to the praise of his glory.
Oh, that we should be to the praise of his glory. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, verse 13.
In him you also trusted. After you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
Right? You him also believe. Continue. Over here, right?
You were sealed with the Holy Spirit,
right? Of promise?
Yes.
Continue.
Who is the guarantee of our inheritance?
Who is the earnest of our inheritance? Okay? Continue.
Until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
Are you reading NKJV?
Yes.
Until the praise of his glory. Okay. So the reason I want to show you is that, so I just copied the verse down, isn't it? I just copied the verse down into four different categories, right? All right. Now I want you to see something else, huh? Hey, how come? I want to erase this. How do I erase this? Down. Okay. But I want to do it again. No. Okay. Now, maybe it's too hard to read now. If I do this, I'm still there. Anyway, I want you to notice that the blessing, the second column, the second read that who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly place, right? And the following one, this one, let me use another mark, green one. He chose us, right? Second one, we adopted to be his son, right? Then we obtain an inheritance, right? Then we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, right? This is exactly four spiritual blessings that you are going to get in this chapter, right? And the condition, the qualification is always in him, in Christ, in him, through Jesus Christ, in whom you also trust, in whom also after you believe, right? So all the blessing, you want to get all the blessing, the Bible continue saying that you got to be in him. If you step out of the boundary of true Jesus Church, if you step out of Jesus Christ, you will lose salvation. You will no more have Holy Spirit. There was a true seeker recently lost the Holy Spirit, and she did not know why. Because we told her that even though you are still a true seeker, but do not follow your mother to burn incense to your father, because her father died, right? She cannot overcome. She follow mother to Shaoxiang to burn incense to the father, and she lost Holy Spirit immediately. She cannot speak in tongue anymore. Oh, this is just occurred recently. So without him, there is no Holy Spirit. There is no inheritance. There is no, what else do we have? You are not a son anymore. So you can see the Bible keep repeating in him, in Jesus Christ. And then the fourth column, the last column, talk about the purpose of those blessings. If you notice that the purpose of those blessings, you are choosing in him, you are choosing so you can be blameless before God. So that he can be praised, his glory can be praised. Over here also say his glory can be praised. Over here say his glory can be praised. So in three times, continue saying that why he choose you, why he give you all this kind of stuff. The reason is that he can receive glory. His glory can be praised, can be praised. You know, that's why hallelujah is so powerful. What is the meaning of hallelujah? Praise the Lord. The Lord wants us to praise him. He deserves us to praise him. Thousands of angels praise him. Whenever you, how many of you have a learning permit to drive car? One, two, three, right? How many of you already drive car? None of you. Like really, when you have an accident, right? Please shout out loud, hallelujah. Hallelujah, powerful. When you feel like a demon is approaching you, we say, hallelujah, cast out demon. Oh. It's because God is almighty. He deserves our praise. And praising itself has great, great power. Oh. You're still too young. I really hope that this is not any slogan or any, this is only by experience. For example, one day I was preaching on a podium and there was a demon-possessed got baptized. That day. But I realized something. After she got baptized, because before you go into water baptism, she is already have hard time. She said that the Satan was grabbing her jahogena. Try to grab her ankle, right? Do not allow her to go. So we have to shout, hallelujah. Then she will start to move her feet. Hallelujah. Start to move her feet, right? So into the water, thank God, it's not easy, but smoothly baptized, right? Get up, go into the car, ask her, how do you feel? She said, I feel very heavy. Hey? All the people who got baptized feel very light, feel very qingsong, feel very, how do you say qingsong? Huh? Relax, yeah? How come you feel very burdensome? Oh, something wrong. And then, when it comes to foot washing, a deaconess, 传道, 只是娘啊, deaconess, wash her feet. She said that she never washed her feet like that in her life. It was like as if a dead person's feet, old cold feet, 都是冷的啦, 脚都是冷的啦, cold feet, yeah? And she cannot remain in the church. She got to stay and she go out. She stay, she go out. Eh? There's another brother go out. Okay, don't worry. Look at here. Eh, she cannot, this girl cannot, and when it comes to Holy Communion, right? She will stand up because she have washed and stand over here. And she, almost Satan right, try to raise her down again. I was on the podium. I said, Hallelujah! And she was raised. Almost called out, and just by saying hallelujah. So I realized that hallelujah is so powerful. Really, it's very powerful. Of course, later on we realize how come Satan did not go out. You know, water baptism is not for curing, it's for sin forgiven, yeah? Yeah. And if you are baptized, but your heart still have a hole, Satan may come back. You know what I'm saying? Later we discover that the relationship between she and the mother are not too good, and she cannot let that hatred go. That hatred go. So there's a foothold over there. How many of you get angry with your family member? Raise your hand. Many of you do, right? But don't let it stay too long. Okay? It is unavoidable that you get angry because you're a teenager. You're a teenager, yeah? You're 16, 17, 18, yeah? Still teens, right? You're a teenager, and sometimes you have, they call it a stormy age. Many of you are supposed to be past already, yeah? 18岁应该不要再 stormy age 的啦. You should get out of it already. But I'm saying that sometimes unavoidable. But please, don't that anger stay inside for a long time. You know why? Because it will produce hatred. And later on, it will allow, not only you are going to have cancer, you're too young, but you know, that angry will cause cancer, will cause cancer, really. And that angry will cause Satan to attack people. Huh. So when you are angry, you shall pray, or you shall use all type of way to let your angry go. All right? You know, almost, I do this in the book of Visions in many places. The Bible is so beautiful. If you are able, if you are serious, you want to learn to be Ezra, 立志考究遵行神的话, he determined to study and abide and teach the word of God. Study is not easy. Study is very fundamental. It's like doing math. This type of stuff is like doing logic. Doing math, you categorize it, you assembled it, and you realize there are many truths hidden inside it. See? First column, I did not say first column. If you, first column talk about the same thing. First column says that it's before the foundation of the world. He destined us in what? He destined us in love according to the purpose of his will, being predestined. So I always talk about it was before the creation, it was predestined. It's all type of truth has been repeated three times in different verses. And that's why studying Bible is very interesting. It's not only, so Bible, to me, is not only a book. It's really the word of God. Of course, God gives us ways to understand it better, right? I think I stay on that too long. Huh? Let's go to Paul's intercession. Now, this is in second part of chapter 1. I'm going to talk about it in prayer section because I'm going to talk about intercession in prayer section. Let's go to chapter 1. There are some truths about church. Let's try to review all the truths concerning church. Now read chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 to 22. Tom, can you read out loud? 20 to 22. Ephesians 1, 20 to 22. appointed him be the what? Be the what? Be the head over everything. For the church. So he was appointed to be the head over everything for the church. Who is the church? God's body. Church is you and me. Yeah? You are the church. We are together. We become a church. Yeah? Agree? So Jesus became the head of everything for you and for me. He, over here, the Bible says that he is, he resurrected, he sits on the right hand of Jesus Christ. He overcome everything, right? Really, he overcome everything. There's similar verses. Let's read that similar verses. But the Bible especially says that for you, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21 to 24. 为了你他才这样做了, 为了你他, 啊, 成为万有的手, 啊? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 3, 21 to 23. Esbel. 1 Corinthians 3, 21 to 23. Esbel. Donde is su Biblia? Where is your Bible? Just kidding. Okay. All right, please read. All things are yours. 22. All are yours. What all are yours? I am yours. Paul, the worker are yours. Paul and Apollo, they are all yours, right? How come you say you belong to me? Actually, I am yours. I belong to you, right? And no matter it is Apollo, Cephas is Peter, no matter it's Pastor Raymond, Pastor Woody, anyone, they are all belong to us. You say, no matter it's life or death, in life, Jesus give you peace. This life is for you. Jesus win this life for you. Death, Jesus win death for you. You are going to have a kingdom. Things pertaining to this life, things pertaining to the future. Everything of this life, Jesus, you know, give it to you. In the future, Jesus give it to you. Everything, Jesus, do this all for you. And verse 23. Did you read verse 23?
You are Christ.
Christ. Christ is of God. So, this mark. So you draw it, right? So it is you. You draw it. Christ. In every place, he sits on the right-hand side of God. He overcome many things, and on earth, overcome many things just for you. Huh? That's why Paul says that his love is so deep, so wide, 长阔高深, in length, width, depth. This is how he loves us. He becomes the head for the church. Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times I wish you can come to me just like a like the hen calling the chicks, coming under the hen's wing, right? Because I used to raise two hands, I really know that how the mood of the hen. You know, sometimes the hen has that we call it a brooding mood. Do you know what is brooding mood? B-R-O-O-D-I-N-G. Brooding. Do you know what is brooding mood? Yeah. Because when a hen lay eggs, I will take it away to eat. Because that's the purpose for me to eat the eggs, and later I'm going to eat them, right? Yeah, I tell you that I have two hens, right? I give them. One is called Delicious One, the other is called Delicious Two. I eat their legs every time they lay legs. But I also try to play with them, right? So I have an artificial egg. It's a marble egg. So because the hen is very smart, she knows that every time she lays eggs, I will take it away. I will take it away and eat it. And so she tried to hide to lay eggs. And of course, I can always discover where the egg is, right? But then I figure out, since she's so attached to the egg, I will, you know, next time where she lay the egg, right, I will replace the egg with the artificial egg. And then she start to have a breeding mood. Brooding, B-R-O-D, brooding mood. She tried to sit over there all the time, only one artificial egg. He would sit there all the time. And it was so funny. So I would try to play with her again and try to chase her away. Don't, it's fake, lah. It's fake, lah. Don't stay there. But she won't listen to me. Just stay there all day long, you know. I said, wow, this is how a hen is. She will just do there to do her job. Then it reminded me how Jesus said, how I like you to come under my wing like a hen calling the chicks, right? Sometimes this is the heart of Jesus. He want us to be under him. He is the head. He wants to protect us. Even to gain the whole world for us. This is really amazing grace. So the point is that it's for you. It's for you. We are going to continue in the next section. So let's kneel down and pray together.